Yesterday, many of the candidates looking to be Baltimore's next mayor laid out their plans on how they would support the arts if they get elected. Organizers of last night's event say it was the first time ever that there had been a mayoral forum specifically about the arts. WIPR's John Lee was there. John, I assume all the candidates who attended were pro-art. What did they have to say about the state of the arts in the city?
Nathan, first of all, you know you are at a different kind of mayoral forum when you had two drummers putting on a pre-forum show. The forum was held at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and yes, all 11 candidates on stage, 10 Democrats and one Green candidate, spoke glowingly about the arts. And there was a lot of discussion about the loss of art teachers and instruction in the city schools. In fact, you heard a tale of two different cities depending on when you were a student. Former Mayor Sheila Dixon said when she was in the Baltimore public schools, the art and culture programs available were extensive.
Music, theater, drama, dance, etc. I mean, my rhythm was in dance and theater.
Dixon said that was decimated by standardized testing, teaching to the test. She said the schools need to get back to incorporating art in reading, writing, math, and literature. And to do that, Dixon said, the city needs to take back full control of the schools. The city schools currently are run by a city-state partnership in which the governor and mayor both appoint the school board. Nathan, it was interesting that a few times last night, talking about art got personal. Calvin Young is 28 and only about a decade removed from being a city school student. Young found the arts in college.
One of my college credits was in an opera class, and I remember going to opera class, and I'm a black kid from Baltimore. I've never been to the opera before. I fell in love with it.
City Council approved last month putting on the ballot this November an initiative that, if it passes, would set aside a projected $30 million for enrichment programs for children and teenagers. Young said he wants $10 million of that to go towards art education. Some other ideas on how to beef up art education in the schools. DeRay McKesson said as mayor he would look for ways to tap into the artists who live in the city to teach in classes and after-school programs. Elizabeth Embry said if she is elected, she will immediately engage the school system to come up with a plan to put art teachers in every city school.
So arts in the schools was a big issue last night. Did the candidates talk about the broader art community?
They did. There was a lot of agreement about the need to establish some sort of cabinet-level position or arts council, and Councilman Nick Mosby footed the idea of requiring projects that get tax money to display local art.
When we talk about a new hotel or the convention center or anything that has come in the past 10 or 15 or 20 years, imagine if we allow the artwork inside of those buildings to be directly tied to local artists and allow for that competition to open up for Baltimore City residents.
Candidates talked about backing some of the city's more diverse museums. The Great Blacks and Wax Museum on North Avenue got a few mentions last night. David Warnock, Senator Catherine Pugh, and Calvin Young all said the city should do more to help the museum with its expansion plans. And a couple of candidates pointed out how other issues affect the arts community. Nick Mosby said lead paint poisoning is depriving some children from developing, which affects how they can access the arts. And Wilton Wilson said fear of crime is keeping some people from coming into Baltimore to enjoy the work that artists are doing in the city.
Baltimore's mayoral primary is 7 weeks from today, April 26th. The voter registration deadline is April 5th. John Lee is covering the mayoral race for WIPR and will bring us more reports in the weeks to come. Thanks for this update, John.
Thank you, Nathan.